Okay, so are we rating COVID-19? Hi.
Hi. This is Write and Review, where we rant about current events and review a culturally relevant topic and give it a completely arbitrary rating. I'm Allison.
And I'm Katie. This week, we'll be reviewing how we're doing while under quarantine. And we're coming to you via Zoom since we're both isolated in our homes this week.
Yeah, and you're going to hear me cough, but I don't have coronavirus.
Well, that's good. I didn't want to like be rude, but I was going to ask.
I just have a cold. Ethan got a cold. We've been like taking our temperatures every day, like multiple times a day.
Yeah.
I also don't know how we got sick because we haven't been interacting with literally another human for like days and days and days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how did you even get a cold? Like,
kids are just like germ factories though.
Yeah, he got sick first and then I got it, so.
Yeah.
Did you see the thing about Zoom, like, recording all of your activity and, like, the activity of everyone in the call or something?
What do you mean by activity?
Like, I think it was that Zoom logs the other applications running or something like that.
Oh. Interesting. Why?
I don't know. I have no idea.
So they can like narc on you?
Isn't that weird? Like why would they? I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird.
It seems like a weird thing for them to track.
Yeah. Did you see how Britney is a socialist?
Hashtag comrade Britney.
Yeah.
Well, and then there's like a new Bright Eyes song out that I just listened to.
Oh my God, what?
Yeah.
Wow, what a time for a reemergence of Conor Oberst.
Totally, like I saw it trending and I was like, Bright Eyes. And then, so every time I see a random trending person, I think they have coronavirus.
Oh yeah. Of course.
And then I click on it and it's always something completely else, like random or whatever.
Yeah.
But I clicked on it and I was like, oh, a new song. And it's like so depressing and perfect. Like,
I guess I'll have to check it out.
So apropos, Connor, thanks for your reemergence. Yeah. Thanks for your presence in this time of need. Everyone's just going to be baking bread and listening to Connor.
Tons of sourdough and Bright Eyes. Have you baked any bread?
No, but I've been looking at researching recipes and stuff. I have one packet of yeast, instant yeast. So I'm like, okay, I should bake a loaf just for fun. But I don't know. I'm not a bread maker. Like I haven't made very much bread. I've made like biscuits and stuff like that, but I haven't made like loaves of bread. It doesn't seem that
people hard. In general are just baking though.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it doesn't have to be bread specific.
I'm like just feeling pressure to like I'm like I can't believe I'm not baking bread right now.
I mean there is a lot of bread.
What kind
content.
Of a millennial am I?
Yeah. We did make bagels.
Oh yeah, that seems pretty fun too. How did they turn out?
You know, they were actually pretty good. I mean, like, so the thing with bagels is that you have to knead it a lot, because like you want to encourage the gluten to form because you want them to be like chewy.
They're chewy, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, so I've also been, since we've been in isolation, I've also been doing like insane housework, like to pass the time. And I like fucking pressure washed our entire walkway And so my I know. My my arms were like really, really
sore. I'm just picturing
already.
You like were you wearing your Crocs while you're doing it?
Obviously.
Yeah, I'm obviously picturing you in like a baseball hat with your wilderness Crocs.
Uh-huh. Basically,
with this, like, high power. With this like high power.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're picturing it correctly. So I did that all day and my arms were super tired. And then uh-huh. we tried to make the bagels. And so we were like switching off kneading the dough and it was yeah. so fucking hard. Yeah, and I was like, I can't do it anymore. So we just yeah. like, I mean, they were good. They just weren't quite as chewy as they should have been.
But, God, you really have to knead them a lot then, huh?
Yeah. It was like, I feel like we did it for like 20 minutes switching off.
Well, the bread recipes I was looking at, so, like, everyone's making sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, the hot bread.
Hot sourdough.
Which I get, because, like, sourdough is so good, but I was just looking up, like, simpler ones, you know, like, just kind of, like...
You should make focaccia. I
mean, still, like, crusty. Like, I still want to make, like, a good... like crusty bread or whatever, but focaccia seems fun too. Yeah, my mom makes really good focaccia.
Focaccia is like actually very easy.
Well, I'm gonna make a buttermilk chicken over the next couple of days, so maybe I should double up on the salt, fat, acid, heat
mm-hmm. recipe. Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. Her focaccia looks so fucking good. I love how we're talking about baking bread when there's literally a global pandemic.
Oh.
And we've all been, like, relegated to our homes. And we're like, so anyway, what breads are you baking?
I mean, we're really down to, like, the most base, you know, human activities. It's like everyone's obsessed with, like, if they're able to, like, use toilet paper and
oh my gosh.
Wash their hands
yeah.
and eat
and like cough into your elbow
and like, you know, everyone's like, how do I exercise, like
yeah I know,
or like how do I don't know, just like basic things.
I feel like people seem to be really confused about like whether they can actually physically leave, like, cross the threshold of their home. Like, it sort of feels like a lot of people think that they physically should, like, cannot leave their home. And it's like, you can go, like, go outside and walk around the block or something. Like, you're not literally unable to leave your home.
Yeah, I think...
Unless you are sick.
In Paris, the rule was, like, you could go, like, walk your dog or, like, right. walk around the block. Like, it was, like, you could walk around the block. And they had, like, a very strict shutdown.
Well, and that's what Inslee's, what is it called? Stay home, stay healthy?
Yeah.
Was, like, you can leave your house, like, you should only be leaving your house to get essential groceries.
Right.
Get like prescriptions or exercise outside as long as you're keeping safe distance from other people.
Yeah, like out here, like I live in the suburbs, like there's no one around. Like I
yeah.
could go on a mile long walk and I would never see a person. Like I would,
yeah,
you know, there's like no one.
I mean, I think it is harder like for us.
Yeah, it's like more dense. Well, and because, like, the parks were still pretty busy, it looked like.
I know,
like,
that's the problem.
Yeah.
It still feels like there's just a lot of people around, and that doesn't feel like that's, like, not the goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like, the main thing is just deterring closeness, where, like, because, like, a couple weeks ago we went to a park, and there were, like, big groups of people playing soccer together, like where they were like running into each other and like interacting
yeah,
with each other
yeah.
and like that's the kind of thing that I'm like, oh, that seems,
that feels like an obvious no.
Yeah.
How are you doing as far as just like working from home?
Well, at first I felt like I wasn't, like I was having a hard time getting used to it. Like I think I'm in a situation where it's different. Like my company is not very used to it. Like they have to really.
Yeah, it took your company way too long to get on board.
They're just, well, there's like some older people. There's people that just like haven't used a lot of remote type, which is weird because we literally work at, like our partner company is like in Italy, like where we work with that, like we, that's like part of our company is in Italy, so they do have to communicate, but they're also not the day-to-day like operations, they're just not really as used to it, so at first I was kind of like you know, like when you feel like, like I feel like I'm pretty capable of working from home, but it's quiet, like I can tell that like I'm like, are other people like it, there's not like a lot of emails going on, like not a lot of people are chatting, blah blah blah, like I don't know. I've been to companies where it's like very busy, like like you can tell there's a ton of people working remotely because it's like the Slack is really busy, there's like a lot of, you know, ongoing like activity, and it's taken a few days for them to kind of, I don't know.
And I think like something that's sort of funny about it is that people are realizing how many meetings don't actually need to be meetings. Cause like if you're sitting on a Zoom meeting that's ends up being totally irrelevant, it's like, okay, well I'm going to go cause I have stuff to do. But like in-person meetings, people just like love having in-person meetings to figure out one small thing, you know?
Right. Right.
But I don't know. I mean, like, I already work from home once a week anyway, and everybody on my team, like, has a day per week that's, like, their work from home day, and we all, so it's, like, very normalized within my team.
Yeah.
So for me, this is, like, no big deal. Like, one of our coworkers literally moved to Chicago and lives in Chicago and still works for us, you know.
Well, I think and we're pretty lucky, we both do jobs that like they're tech or like digital oriented,
yeah,
like they're pretty easily, like I haven't stressed too much about actual like job security or like which is, I mean, still you never know, like I'm always
totally
like, kind of mindset of like that you don't know what'll happen.
Yeah.
I think they're like easily more easily transferred job skills that,
totally, I don't know, I feel like my job feels secure, but that, I mean, the economic downturn can affect, will affect literally everything, so
right,
you never know. But that's what I keep thinking about is like, it's fine right now for all of us people that can work from home, but like all of the industries that we work for are inevitably taking like huge hits from this, and
right,
it's just like the trickle effect of like the economy just like not
right, like at the end of the day I sell non-essential goods, like I'm not
right.
Like I'm not like selling toilet paper.
Yeah.
Or
you don't work for Charmin corporate.
Right. We haven't had a great month.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they have.
Mm-hmm.
Like their March numbers, ooh boy, how can they comp them next year? I don't know.
Yeah.
Next year, whoever's in charge next year is going to be like, ugh.
Yeah.
But like what's psycho is like, we have this like insane president who could help mitigate what could impact our industries, or he could just like help make it so much worse. So like we're literally in the moment,
which he already did.
He's kind of already done, started to do, but like we're in the moments like similar to in, I remember in 2008 when it was kind of like this, where they're like, what are they gonna do? Or like not 2008, even 2000, was it like 2007 or like just like right around then when it started to happen, and then it's like, what are they gonna do? Like, what are like, how bad will it be? Like, what's gonna get impacted? Like, we don't know.
I'm pretty sure he's already fucked us by like denying that it even was an issue for several weeks. Oh God. It just feels like such a shit show, just like it's always been, but now there's like an inescapable illness just running rampant on top of the normal shit show.
The stakes have exponentially how could I mean truly the writers have gone off the rails of this script.
Definitely.
Like they're like, okay, this like, you know, evil like sociopath running the country. Okay, what are we gonna throw at him this season?
We're gonna throw truly
a pandemic at him. Yeah, I know.
And then did you see all these fucking idiot dudes on Twitter that are like, look, your grandparents want to die to save the economy. Like, what? I mean, oh God, it's just.
No, but you know that would happen. I mean, like, our society is like, we're not like Europe, like, and we're not China. Like, in China, like, they literally took over businesses. Like they were like, they were like, if you don't comply with these health things, like you're like, we're taking you over. Like they restricted certain things. They gave people free food. Like in Europe, like their economy is not a fully like based on productivity and like the stock markets and shit. Like, but we're like evil here. Like we're like, everyone here is like, has this like worm in their brain. It's like a capitalist. It's like it's so psychotic to be like, oh yeah, 4 days, we can't take 4 days of a quarantine before people are like, but what about the profits? Like it's actually really frightening.
And the problem is not even necessary, like the virus is obviously the problem, but the real problem is like overwhelming the healthcare system.
Right.
It also is so cartoonish how like this has highlighted all of the incredible inequity in our systems.
And, oh, I know.
And like how healthcare shouldn't be tied to employment, how everyone should be able to receive help, like all of the things that we've been talking about, and like, you know, Bernie Sanders is like running for president, and all basically everything from his platform is like being laid bare as an obvious need all at once. It like it does seem like the writer, like the simulation has really outdone itself.
The craziest thing is like put yourself in the mind of someone who's like, okay, this is happening and I still don't understand like a concept of universal healthcare.
Right.
Like Lindsey Graham is like, oh, we only need to give money to small businesses. We don't need to give any money to individuals.
Right, because doesn't make sense.
He just still doesn't understand the concept of like someone literally having their last dollar.
Right. Or someone like actually, I mean, the fact that the government is making it illegal for people to go to work, but yet they still have to pay bills and stuff. Like, it's like the concept of universal basic income. Again, it's like crazy that Andrew Yang was just running for president on the
$1,000.
Like solely on that platform of,
and then literally Mitt Romney is like, give everyone $1,000, and then and like in 6 months the Republicans are going to be like, oh, we had all these ideas to give you guys money.
Yeah
Like we're the ones that did it for you. Like we're the ones that like gave you all these benefits. Like,
oh God, it's crazy.
Because guess what, who's talking about it from the Democratic side? I mean, Bernie is having his little fireside chats that no one's listening to. Like, no, it's like, I mean, besides his like super fans. Biden is somewhere.
Nobody really knows where in the world is Biden. God.
He like looks very strange, acting very strangely. No one can tell if they're pre-recorded, if they're just screen. People are like parsing the stills like a photo shot, like they're trying to like like okay, enhance.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Zoom like, in.
Yeah, like what's the story here? Like let's this shirt on twice. Like like there's gotta be something going on. Like
well, the funny thing is that everyone has so much time on their hands too, and like people are even more on the internet than ever, which is like equal parts really enjoyable and frightening and psychotic.
Have you seen these horrible Instagram like there's all these like challenges going on?
Oh god, I haven't seen them, but I have heard little something about a push-up challenge, and I'm like,
there's like
no,
a push-up challenge, there's a dog show me your dog challenge.
What's a show me your dog challenge?
It's like literally you tag people and you upload videos of your dog. Like I like people post their dog all the time every
day. Like already Instagram.
That's already Instagram. You don't need to.
Oh god.
The Instagram the Twitter comedians have now fully all gone front facing camera.
Yeah, oh my god. It's unhinged like, a lot of times.
Every comedian now does front facing.
Uh-huh. Oh my god, and I can't with the fucking mini concerts on Instagram Live.
Oh, yeah. Can we talk about what is happening with Madonna?
Yes, I was about to say some of these celebs really like are off the grid.
What is happening with Madonna?
Like, did you watch the bathtub video?
Yes, I watched
what
it like
the
four
fuck?
Times. Okay, my history, I am obsessed with Madonna. I was like a Madonna super fan, like all throughout middle school. Madonna was like my favorite artist, like blah, blah, blah. Mm. But I didn't even follow her. I didn't even follow her on any social media because like, I'm like, Madonna, boring. Like, what is she going to post? Mm. A still of something or I don't know, like her posts were her feed was boring.
Yeah,
you know when people are that famous, like you're like like the content is not there, honey. But then now like
she's like gone full performance artist, like Marina Abramovich. I mean, okay, I can't get over like Madonna is like unhinged, naked in a bathtub talking about
with rose petals and candles and
how this is the great like, equalizer,
someone like very badly filming, like shaking and like
I know, like who is this poor assistant who's like stuck in this house with her?
And how she's like, oh, it comes for all of us, meanwhile like her post right before that is her getting her like thousands of dollars worth of skin, like special skin laser treatment.
Yeah. And then Britney Spears is like, I will pay your bills, just DM me. I'm fucking a democratic socialist now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry, what is this life?
Their aesthetic is actually a little similar. Britney and Madonna, like they both love, there's a lot of like flowers and candles and teacups and like and like antique imagery like going on, like where they're like Britney loves the post of just like an antique teacup, like that's like her her brand.
I mean, I just, we've come so far from the MTV Movie Awards where they kissed.
Oh my god,
right? Like that was like the pinnacle. It's like one of those charts where like two objects are going towards each other, they
right.
meet at in the middle and then they continue going in complete opposite trajectories.
Yeah. But
for
like
one
what
beautiful moment.
But like what is the Madonna brand at this point? Like it's very, it actually is a little bit like Boomer Mom.
Oh, it is 100%
It's like a form. It's a special form of boomer mom.
She's like a boomer that's insanely rich and a celebrity and like more out of touch with normal society than even a regular boomer mom. So, speaking of boomer moms, is your mom like staying put or
My mom days ago was like, we are not leaving the house for 4 months.
Oh, okay. That's good.
That's what she said. And I was like, okay, but like, I'm like, how do you know 4 months is the right to, like, she's just like very,
look, she just knows.
She knows that it is at least, she was like, I think she might have said at least, but she was like, yeah, we, like, neither of us are leaving for 4 months.
I mean, that is a really long time to not leave.
She was like, oh no, we're fine. We have everything. Like, she's like, I think they might, like, I think that they're 50% to shut in anyways, like, in terms of, like, hoarding things and, like, having, like, stockpiles,
yeah,
so I think they're like almost there, like, and in just like general life.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. My mom is still going out like once a day, and I'm like, mom,
once a day, really?
Maybe not once a day, but like, she keeps being like, oh, I had to go. I mean, she does have like prescriptions that she has to pick up and stuff, so I get that, but I'm like, mom, just use like grocery delivery. And she's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds good, but then doesn't do it. And I'm like, mom, like, why?
Yeah.
Like, she went to the vitamin shop today to get some fucking supplement that she heard, like, wards off coronavirus. I'm like, mom.
Oh, God.
No. I'm trying to understand how we're going to go back to any semblance of normalcy after this.
I don't know. I think people are pretty elastic. Like, I think...
But, like, what about, like, there hasn't been any rent freeze or anything.
Yeah.
And there are tons of people who just, like, aren't able to work.
Yeah. Well, that's... I think if the government doesn't put something together to send people money by the end of the month, then it's gonna all go completely haywire. Like, it's all like all
gonna, yeah,
it's gonna be like a huge shit show, and the economy really will like 100% tank. Like, yeah, it'll just be like a bad, like,
well, yeah, it's like,
but I think they know that, so I
yeah
mean,
yeah
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I think part of it, like, people will adapt in interesting ways. Like, my work not ever being open to people working remotely, like, they are now. And
yeah,
I don't know. You have to adapt. So through that, you'll, like, find different ways to do things. But it's,
yeah,
I just feel bad for people that are, like, lonelier, you know, like, that don't. Like, I'm kind of, like, not, I don't have, like, a huge social life. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, this is, like, fine. But
yeah,
I can see people being like more lonely, you know?
Yeah, I know. We, like, Tiff and I have been talking about like being single right now. Like, where you're, if, and like, if you live alone too, you're just like literally stuck by yourself. That seems,
yeah, that would be hard.
Insane.
Well, and you can do it for a few days, but then, like, after, like,
right,
you're like, oh, God, like.
Yeah, it just seems, like, impossible. But, I don't know. I just, like, worry about, I, like, worry about the people who aren't able to work, still have to pay bills, like, it just seems inevitable that there's going to be a crazy uptick in like people losing housing. And we already have such an insane issue with homelessness. And I don't understand how we're going to.
Well, and it's just going to repeat itself where, like, when Elizabeth Warren was like going through all that shit before, when she's like, hey, you're like actually not like putting anything into place to safeguard people losing their houses, right? The same exact thing is happening where all of these people with all this privilege are writing these laws and they're like, oh, but we're not thinking about someone who's like a renter who works in the service industry, who
lives paycheck to paycheck.
Which is like a very real, like everyone lives paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Like 60% of this country lives or more lives paycheck to paycheck. Like it's not.
Yeah.
Like I have a mortgage, but I live paycheck to paycheck. Like, but they only like, they base things off of these like such specific situations.
Yeah.
It's like insane. The kind of funniest part like was when people were saying like that the Senate was being, like more Republicans were being affected by coronavirus so that they were going to lose votes. Like they're like, wow, what if the Democrats have a majority in like 4 days because of all of these guys are like getting sent out.
Yeah, well, because they're all fucking idiots and they keep like going places having and, just like, been tested.
Yeah, I was literally watching C-SPAN and I could see people like right next to each other, like standing next to each other and like shaking hands and shit. I'm like, you guys,
I don't understand. And like every every press conference that Trump has, he's flanked by like 16 other people and they're all standing shoulder to shoulder. I'm like, what is going on here?
Oh my god. Yeah, I think we should rate the concept of self-quarantining.
Okay. I went into this thinking that I was going to give it a low rating because it's like, obviously this is bad on like every,
The situation is not good.
The situation is not ideal. However, my like environment has never been cleaner. I am getting to chores that I've been putting off for years, but seriously, it sucks.
I mean, besides throwing our entire like existential everything into existential crisis.
Yeah, right. It is interesting how this is sort of forcing us like as a culture to reevaluate pretty much all of the systemic things that we rely on as or that we think are just there, you know? And it's like calling into question everything that we sort of just take for granted as like just operating no matter what, you know, like companies, corporations, huge corporations that make millions and billions of dollars are being forced to be like, okay, I guess workers deserve sick leave.
Yeah.
You know? Like, yeah. There are sort of, like, I feel like there are systemic changes that are going to be required because of this.
Yeah, it's, like, so incredibly fucked up that it took a pandemic for Olive Garden to give sick leave to its employees. And then they got props for it.
Yeah.
Like, everyone's like, yes, Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
Okay, so wait, what are we rating?
Oh, yeah. So, do we have a scale?
Oh, right. You wanted to do 1 to 5 rolls of toilet paper or 1 to 5 cans of beans is good too.
Cans of beans.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of beans are you buying right now?
We've made a lot of cannellini beans, like white kidney beans. Uh-huh. Like
cannellinis are great.
Some dried pinto beans that we're working through. What are those? Gigantes?
Oh.
You know, the really big white ones?
Oh, those are called something else as well.
Oh my God, do you know what they're called? Corona beans. I'm not even kidding.
That is not real.
It is. I just remembered that. They're like, we have these, they're like a really big like white bean. And they're literally called Corona beans.
Oh, butter beans?
Oh, yeah, butter beans.
Butter beans are all
the same thing.
Butter beans are also giant. Like, are they the same?
I think butter beans and Corona beans are the same. I don't know. There's a million beans.
I think they're different. Butter beans are really an interesting bean.
Butter beans are good.
They're pretty good, but the, oh, I think butter beans are lima beans.
Oh, okay.
Butter beans and corona beans are excellent inexpensive substitutions. Wait.
Oh, for Higante beans? Well, either way, I have a jar of corona beans that I need to cook. I mean, a can of corona beans. Okay, I'm going to rate self-quarantine. You know, there are people on the internet who are, like, being really annoying about the word quarantine. They're like, technically, this isn't quarantine, if you're, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, yeah, so some people are quarantining because they're literally sick. Some of us are just isolating, whatever it's called, staying home.
Yeah.
I do have, like, such a, like, I feel a lot less stressed, generally speaking, because I can wake up when I actually need to wake up rather than like having to commute for an hour and
oh my god
and like see people and whatever.
I slept in so late the other morning.
Oh yeah, I've been definitely sleeping until like 8:30, 8:45, but
that's the latest I've slept for like years.
Oh, not me. But like my I have like a general less anxiety just because of like the comfort of being at home a lot, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also have like this deep well of incredible existential anxiety.
Yeah.
Like I every time I relax a little bit, I start thinking about how scary everything is again.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure I can give this a high rate. I'm gonna give it one can of corona beans.
Only one.
Okay, maybe two. I think like if I think about it in the sense that like this could fundamentally change the structure of our society, then it's like a potentially an okay outcome, but it just feels really dramatically bad.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like I just vacillate between like it's like it's a health crisis, so people should not have to think about money and food and shelter.
Yeah.
But this is America, so like America is just this like it's just like this cloak of like overwhelming like pressure that doesn't let up even if you're in the most dire circumstances, even if you're in a pandemic, like it still has to like force its weight of capitalism on you. Like I personally am like trying to like, I'm like, okay, it'll be okay. It's only going to be a few months. Like everything will kind of normalize. Even if we have a recession, like we can get through it. But then like the ways that our society reacts to that kind of stuff is not healthy. Like it's like not by like you see every once in a while like warm and fuzzy stories, but the vast majority of everyone in power is like acting out of their own interest and like only cares about profit and like doesn't care if people are losing their apartments or losing their houses or like it's, you know, it's like overwhelmingly like so scary to have like this government be making
totally
and we don't even have faith. I mean, even of course, especially with hindsight, like looking back on the Obama administration, like our age demographic, like we don't have trust in any institutions. Like we don't have faith that anyone will save us from anything. So it's like on the other hand, I see what you mean about like I feel like I should have been working from home a little bit more already. Like I feel like my schedule, my daily schedule, the time I spend with my child and being at home, and like I feel like I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't have a more flexible schedule in the first place.
Yeah. Okay, so what's your rating?
I give it two cans of black eyed peas because that's the beans that we've been making.
You know, I have never made those.
Oh my God, they're so good. That's my favorite. I think that's my favorite bean. They're
Wow.
so creamy and good.
I'll have to try to make some, I guess.
Okay, so everybody, stay healthy out there. Wash your hands. What
Yes.
else? Okay, wait. So don't touch your face. This is impossible. Like, I'm supposed to not even touch my face when I'm just like at home. I get like things in my eye a lot, or like my eyelashes will like get in my eye, and I'm like, I have to touch my eye.
Yeah, I kind of have allergies and I'm like itchy a lot, so I'm like always scratching, like rubbing my eye or like scratching my nose or something.
But don't be
Like
like us, and so don't touch your face, I guess.
I don't know how people are supposed to do that.
I don't know either. Okay, bye.
Bye.
If you have something to get off your chest, email us at rantandreviewpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 805-635-RANT. That's 805-635-7268.
If you like Rant and Review, and we know you do, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Bye.